Good morning. Please place your hands together in gassho as I read this morning's opening passage. My life is fleeting and finite, and I do not know with certitude what tomorrow has in store for me. But in the transitory boundaries of my existence is the timeless flow of Amida's life. In the finite sound of my Nembutsu is Amida's voice of compassion, tirelessly calling me. Like a small stream that enters the mighty current of the great river, so does my insignificant life in the Nembutsu join the majestic flow of Amida's infinite life. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Once again, good morning, everyone. I hope this message finds you well in this beautiful morning here in Hawaii. Today, I'd like to begin my talk by sharing one story which was written in Professor Michio Tokunaga's book. This is a story of one student who attended the school for handicapped children. At the graduation ceremony in this school, there was a tradition that each graduating student go up to the stage to receive the diploma from the principal. But some children had a hard time of going up to the stage because of their handicap. There was a boy. He couldn't go up to the stage when he graduated the elementary school 3 years ago. Because he has a phobia, he was always fearful. So at that time, the principal went down from the stage and handed a diploma to this boy. But after 3 years, when he graduated from the middle school, this boy could go up to the stage. The principal was very surprised that this boy, who was always fearful, came up to the stage by himself. It was a great improvement for this boy. When the principal was reading the diploma for him, he noticed that this boy was mumbling something. The principal heard it carefully, and he heard that the boy was saying, "Domonai, domonai," in Japanese. It means, "It'll be okay. It'll be no problem." He was mumbling, "It'll be okay, it'll be okay," to raise his courage. And he received a diploma directly from the principal at his graduation. This boy was always fearful. For example, he couldn't go into the swimming pool like other friends. At that time, the friends and teachers called him, "Domonai, domonai, daijoubu, ganbare. It'll be okay, you'll be fine, do your best." Whenever he couldn't do certain thing, his friends and teachers always cheered him up by saying, "Domonai, domonai, daijoubu, ganbare. It'll be okay, it'll be okay, you'll be fine." Because he always received encouragement from his friends and teachers during the last 3 years, even at the time of his graduation, he was fearful, of course, but he mumbled, "It'll be okay, it'll be okay," to raise his courage. He couldn't go up to the stage 3 years ago, but this time he made it. He couldn't do this by himself. Whenever he felt fear, he had received much encouragement from his friends and teachers throughout the years. "It'll be okay, it'll be okay." And this word from his friends and teachers became a strong foundation for him to overcome many difficult situations. The word he mumbled during the graduation was of course his voice, but it was also an encouragement from his friends and teachers. Their love and support to this boy came out from the mouth of this boy. and this boy received a great strength and courage from it. The Nembutsu in Jodo Shinshu is something like this. Although I recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, it is a calling voice of Amida Buddha saying, Domo nai, domo nai, daijoubu, ganbare, you'll be okay, you'll be fine. In the sutra on the Buddha of immeasurable life, which is known as Raja Sutra, Bodhisattva Dharmakara identified with the pains and sorrows of all the living beings and attempted to find solutions to those sufferings. He fulfilled 48 vows by expending countless times kalpas, attained Buddhahood, and became Amida Buddha, the Buddha of immeasurable light and life. Among these 48 vows, the 18th vow, which we call the primal vow, reads as follows. If, when I attain Buddhahood, the sentient beings of the 10 quarters, who, with sincere and entrusting heart, aspire to be born in my land and say my name even 10 times, shouldn't be born there, may I not attain the perfect enlightenment. Excluded are those who commit the 5 grave offenses and those who slander the right Dharma. The essence of this primal vow is Amida's boundless compassion to each and every one of us who encounter pains and sorrows throughout our lives. And this boundless compassion reaches into our hearts and minds in the form of the name Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu does not contain any miraculous power, such as to cure incurable diseases or to fulfill our selfish desires. But Namo Amida Butsu is the compassionate calling voice from Amida Buddha that grasps us and never abandons us under any circumstances. Shinran Shonin taught us that each of us have to accept our life as they are, whether it is good or bad, profitable or disastrous. No matter how severe and difficult my life is, nobody can take my place for me. Even when your family is having a difficult time, I cannot take their place. Each of us has to carry the heavy load on our shoulder. But Shinran Shonin also taught us that we are not alone. For those of us who have to go through pains and sorrows, Amida Buddha is tirelessly sending forth his compassionate heart through the name of Namo Amida Butsu. As we recite the Nembutsu Namo Amida Butsu, this wandering and insecure self, which is Namo, has finally come home and encounter to the majestic embrace of Amida Butsu. Myself, Namo, become a part of the Amida Buddha. And in this oneness with Amida, my heart will be truly settled like a boy in this story. Saichi, a myokonin, who truly appreciated and enjoyed the Nembutsu teaching, he said, Namo Amida Butsu, it is like the moon, like the sun. It is like the rising sun. My mind grows warm, so does my body. Let me take a rest for a while here. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. In his writing, we can tell that Saichi was in the great comfort. He didn't have to strain himself. He was already saved or embraced by Amida, saying, let me take a rest here for a while. Like Saichi, the person of the Nembutsu is like being in his or her own home. He is always at home, no matter where and what one may be doing. And as if you always enjoy being at home with your loving family members, In the Nembutsu, Amida's voice of compassion leads us to find a true joy and meaning in our daily life. Thank you very much for your attention. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.